Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 435 for Tuesday, June 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning, seeing a modest correction after yesterday's losses. Canola was up $1 to $3, the July contract up $1.40 in early trade at $484.10 per ton. Weather concerns remain a primary driver in the canola market, with many areas of Western Canada still looking dry, with only limited rainfall in the forecasts. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided spillover support as well. Malaysian palm oil was also up in overnight activity. However, the nearby technical bias has shifted lower for canola, and that did limit the upside potential. The generally favorable conditions for U.S. soybeans were also said to be overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both steady to higher, but wheat was posting small losses. Soybeans are up 4 to 8 cents, the July contract up 4 at $9.42 per bushel. Soybean crop ratings declined slightly in the latest weekly report due to heavy rainfall across the Midwest, and that accounted for some of the buying interest. The excess moisture is also causing seeding delays, with roughly 13% of intended soybean acres still unplanted in the U.S. But on the other side, the large South American crop remained a bearish influence, with production estimates out of that continent continuing to be revised higher. Corn futures, they're steady to up a penny, the July contract 1 cent higher at $3.49 per bushel. Excess moisture in the Midwest is also creating some concerns for the corn crop, and that was supportive to start the day. But just as in beans, the big South American crops provided an anchor on the market. A softer tone in wheat also put some pressure on corn. Wheat is down 1 to 4 cents, the July contract in Chicago down 1 at $4.88 per bushel. Wheat had shown some strength in overnight activity, but the path of least resistance remains pointed down. Crop ratings for U.S. winter wheat were left unchanged at 43% good to excellent in the latest report. The harvest is behind average at only 11% complete, but early yield reports have been beating expectations. Wheat crops in other parts of the world, including Russia, Europe, and Australia, have been downgraded in reports out of those regions due to adverse weather, and that did provide some support for U.S. wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, June 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.